Hello, Michael Hagan.
Morning, TK.
Yeah, disappointing the second half last night.
I left at half time to come back to Sydney.
Is that the reason?
That's what happened.
The wheels fell off.
Mate, just on the nights, we last spoke some time ago and you guys were flying and we said, oh, how good's the start to the season? Hasn't been quite the case in the last few rounds, mate. What's happening?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a rockier road since we last spoke, and I guess the team came up with a pretty good victory against the Tigers last week to sort of get them back on track. But last night was a little bit of a capitulation. I think Broncos were missing some key players, but you talked about Anthony Milford, Ben Hunt, Andrew McCulloch. They were in very good touch last night and were just a little bit inexperienced, I think, at crucial times. Kirk Gidley didn't play the second half.
Yeah.
Tyron Roberts, who I thought was really good first half, sort of didn't impose himself on the game in the second half, and we just gave up some very soft tries, one either side of half time, which really gave the Broncos a little bit of momentum, and then we couldn't sort of stem the tide after that. So I know Rick Stone and the players were really disappointed with their second half and not really what they were looking for against an understrength Brisbane Broncos.
Just before we switch to Queensland, mate, Chris from Newcastle sent in a text. Boys, can you ask Michael about the Knights are losing Beau, Leilua and Gidley next year? Are the Knights going to finally buy some quality halves? We will have plenty of money under the salary cap. The side needs more direction. That comes from Chris from Newcastle. Michael?
Yeah, that's a valid question. And I think a bit of time in and around the salary cap gives you a little bit of a different appreciation for how that how that all works and what you'd like to do versus what you can do. And all those things are being reviewed and looked at. And I guess, to be fair, we've tried to re-sign and extend a lot of our good young players, people like Sione Mataudia, Chanel, Pat Mataudia, Jake Mamo, Corbin Sims, Tyler Randall. There's been a whole host of players that are from Castle Hunter Valley that we're looking to retain. And that's an ongoing battle, the dreaded salary cap and what we'd like to do going forward.
Now, mate, I believe that the training this last week's been a little bit different because they're the dad's army. You've had bingo going, you've had some cards, there's been some blue rinse out.
Today's our first session. It'll be for 20 minutes.
How are the old boys going?
We'll get the oxyvivors out. We'll be good. We'll be all right.
Been a good week?
No, it has been. And what it's, I guess, with a couple of senior guys that haven't been able to train, Justin Hodges and GI, they're not great at the training anyway. They like to just play. But it's given the younger players a really good opportunity to be around the team. Michael Morgan's got a real good opportunity to get himself organised. We've had Dane Gagai in camp all week. Josh Maguire's been really good in what he's done. So, and all our key players have been fit and healthy, so they've been really good in how they've run the sessions and got the team organised for tomorrow night's game.
So effectively, you're going to go into Origin 1 with one full training session with your full complement.
Yeah, that's probably about it. Justin Hodges trained on Sunday and he's fine. And GI, of course. I mean, we probably think it won't hurt him too much. He hasn't missed much footy for a long time, and hopefully he'll be recovered and recharged, and we'll get the best out of him on Wednesday night.
Mate, the Blues, they've got injection of youth, really, and on paper, mate, they look very strong. Are you nervous about anything in particular?
Oh, I think they've come with a real plan to carry the football with a lot of leg speed. And if you look at, their back three, they're the starting point for that. And then they've got a lot of young guys, Clemmer on the bench with leg speed for feeder, Josh Jackson in the middle. So we sort of are expecting that to be the way they play. And, of course, they've got Hodgkinson and Pierce with excellent kicking game. So we know that Origin's all about field position and trying to get out of your own half. So that's what we're looking to try and work our way out of tomorrow night, and we know that in Sydney that's the sort of game plan you've got to come with.
Michael, if you, Mal, and the Brains Trust sit back and look over the three games last year, is there anything you learnt from last year that you can take forward or put into place this season?
Well, I guess part of that is the desperation that New South Wales showed on their online defence. I think that's something that they were exceptional at. And to be honest, we only gave up four tries ourselves.
I was about to say, you were pretty desperate yourselves.
Yeah, so I don't think there was no questioning the effort and the courage of the team. In the end, I think New South Wales executed in terms of their completed sets over the course of three games, made fewer errors in the end, and that's in Origin, that's normally good enough to get you home. In that second game in Sydney last year, I think we came up with four or five errors in that last 20 minutes, and they just wore us down, and they got that one try at the back end to get themselves in front. So I'm sure that's the mentality that they're going to take into this game, and we've got to be the same.
Mate, we've probably asked you this before previous years, but at the halftime break, there's always an interesting dynamic in the Queensland room, and I'm talking about you very much centre stage, talking to the players, and Mal in the background. Is that just a natural way of communicating? You do it at the lunch, the halftime break?
No, I think it's just a shared role, and to be honest, Mal and I talk in the coaching box, and then we'll talk about what the couple of key things are we've got to get across at halftime. So really, it's just a matter of who gets the message across to, maybe it's a couple of individuals, or it's maybe the middle third, or it's the halves. So we just share that role, and we've also got some very good senior players that have an input into things we're doing well and things we need to improve on. So I think it's very much a team effort.
And Michael, from yourself or Mal, what would be the final message before they run out of the dressing room?
I think we need to get start under control. We know we haven't probably started well. And I'm talking about the series. I'm not just talking about the start of the game. So we need to get out in that first 80 minutes and work really hard on keeping it pretty simple and work together.
It's not normally a pretty game, is it, game one?
No, it's always a little bit untidy. Yeah. And that's, again, both teams normally get better over the course of the series. So I think we're fairly well served because we have got good experience in the key positions to try and keep that game plan in order. So Mitchell Pearce comes back in for the first time, he's a good player, but he hasn't been there for a bit. Dugan at fullback hasn't been there all the time. So we've, I think, got a little advantage at the start if we can take some advantage of the fact that we're in pretty good shape to start the series.
Well, from year to year, Mike, it doesn't lose anything State of Origin. We can't wait for tomorrow night. Have a great game.
Righto. Thanks, boys.